Home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW.
Thank you.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7
CFW.
Hi there.
I'm gonna watch it growing.
1057 CFW.
We heard you singing along. It sounds pretty good, though.
Well, I like to sing along to music, so it keeps me in a better mood.
Here's another one for you to sing to. 1057 CFW.
Give me a second. I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget. But between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
Tonight.
roses and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
Are you or someone you know celebrating a birthday or anniversary? Drop us a text through the free Civic Media app. Just open up the app and find 105.7 CFW. Then listen to Mike McKay every weekday morning at 8:15 to hear them announced live on the air.
Happy birthday!
Sponsored locally by Lasker Jewelers. Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
CFW. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you. Longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right. Sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW. 1057 CFW.
1057 CFW.
Just a girl.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Thank you. time I think of you, I always catch my breath, and I'm still standing here, and you're miles away, and I'm wondering why you left. And there's a storm that's raging through my frozen heart tonight. I hear your name in certain circles, and it always makes me smile. I spend my time thinking about you, and it's almost driving me wild. And there's a heart that's breaking down this long distance line tonight.
To know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire.
Sign up for our free newsletter and more
online at WCFW.FM.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at PeckRoofingInc.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is proposing increases in fees for fish, game, and wildlife licenses in his biennial budget proposal. Under the proposal, the price of most of the licenses and tags would increase by $10 to $20. Some of those increases would essentially double the costs for specific licenses, including resident deer, resident small game, and resident trapping. DNR officials say the last time license fees were increased for residents was in 2005, but Governor Evers' last biennial budget increased fees for non-residents only. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing gardening tips with residents that don't involve using non-native plants. The tips come in honor of National Invasive Species Awareness Week. Wisconsin has seen some troublesome invasive species spread across the state in recent years, especially the emerald ash borer. Experts say the invasive beetle could destroy 99% of the ash trees in the state. DNR officials say residents should use native plants like Joe Pye weed in their gardens, which looks great and benefits pollinators. Aspirus Health officials say the organization has finalized the purchase of 22 acres of land in Chippewa Falls for their new hospital facility. The organization recently received the final needed approvals from the city and Chippewa County and now expects to break ground on the project this spring. They also say the facility could be fully operational in as little as 18 months following the start of construction. The hospital will be located on Chippewa Crossing Boulevard and feature emergency services, inpatient care, lab services, and imaging services. A warrant has been issued for a Cameron man accused of possessing methamphetamine and threatening a law enforcement officer. 38-year-old Andrew Matthews was scheduled to appear in Barron County Circuit Court on Wednesday, but failed to make his appearance. He was out on a $10,000 signature bond after being charged with two felonies and two misdemeanors on February 20th. If convicted on the felony count of threatening an officer, Matthews could face up to 6 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Sunny this morning, a few more clouds this afternoon with a high right around 50 today. Rain tonight, rain tomorrow, some heavy rain tomorrow night with rain eventually mixing with and then changing to snow tomorrow night into Wednesday. And there will be some accumulation with wind and blowing snow. Stay tuned for updates. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 28.
CFW.
7 CFW.
Down. Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
It's not gonna